In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time for BT and Sal to jam it up the A-gap.
Hi, BT. Well, findings from week 12 in Jam It Up the A-Gap. And for me, there are a bunch of different things. Number one, I'm going to start with what Baldy just talked about. I don't know if you know this, but I was on the, well, I shouldn't say on the verge of hitting a perfect parlay, but I had my first two going into the Sunday night game, and I stupidly, whatever you want to say, went against the Eagles again. Rams are good, and I think they're tough, but the Eagles just showed to be, I mean, they're a dominant team, and they do it with the guys in the trenches up front, creating those holes for Barkley. This is not just about Saquon Barkley. It's about the Eagles. The main reason why I didn't think they were going to be as good this year was because they lost Jason Kelce, a Hall of Fame center. And I'm thinking, you lose him.
I wish he still played, so I wouldn't have to see him on TV
every night. Yeah, no, that's a whole nother side note.
Please, unretire.
Don't worry. The Jason Kelce show coming to us soon after Christmas or whatever it may be. Yeah. Anyway, so I thought losing him, that was going to be difficult to replace. And meanwhile, the Eagles get the job done. Their offensive line, you could argue, even better without him. So I was wrong about the Eagles this year. They have been tough. They have been good. I still don't believe in Sirianni or them long term.
Okay.
But that was a big win for them beating up on the Rams on Sunday night.
Well, one, I'll give you Miami. Miami's back. I mean, Miami's won three straight games, and you start to look at, all right, well, because we were doing this for the Jets, like idiots, like, oh, where are they in the AFC? Oh, they're up to ninth place. They're in eighth place right now. So there's obviously seven playoff teams, but you take into account the three wins that they have. They're playing the Jets twice down the stretch, and they're playing the Cleveland Browns as well. Now, you know, the Browns just beat the Steelers with Jameis Winston in the snow, so I'm not saying that they're a complete pushover, but by the time they play the Jets, who knows where the Jets' heads are, and even if they're focused on football, they still stink. So I think there's a really good chance, and I didn't love Miami coming in. I thought they would be okay. I wasn't over the top with them, but if they've got five wins now, you know, they're going to beat the Jets a couple times, seven, they're going to get to at least nine wins, and I think if they get a little lucky, they could possibly get to 10.
I also had Miami on my list, so I'm not going to double down and just say everything you did. I was higher on them coming into the year. I picked them to beat the Patriots in cover, which they did. Look at their schedule. So they got the Packers Thursday night in Green Bay. What do you think?
I'd like to see the weather. I think it should be a close game.
It's going to be cold, I heard.
Yeah, I think they got a chance to win. What's the spread? 3.5? It's got to be tight.
If they win that game, then as you said, Miami home against the Jets, win. On the road in Houston against the Texans.
Texans are not that good. They're just not. Miami's going to win that game.
Home against the Niners.
Who knows which Niner team
but
shows
still,
up. Very winnable.
On the road in Cleveland, cold weather, December 29th, but still.
Winnable.
And then at the Jets.
The Jets.
I mean, those are.
So I'm saying there's some wins to be had.
Yeah, I think Miami can be a play. Exactly. They're doing exactly what we had hoped the Jets could do. That's what the Dolphins seem to be doing. That was number two for me. You have something else?
I do. I got a little something on the Ravens from last night. I mean, let's face it. Lamar is, you know, I don't know if this is fair, and I love Lamar. Is he kind of like, you'll appreciate this because you saw it. Is he like the Dominique Wilkins of the NFL? Like, he just puts up these crazy numbers, and you know, he just hasn't won. I will say he hasn't won yet. I will say that I think that the Ravens supporting cast is better than what Dominique Wilkins had in Atlanta. I know it's not apples to apples, but the Ravens are very well coached. And Fratello was a good coach, too. But I just think the Ravens were a better franchise than the Hawks were back then. So, I don't know, just giving you something to think about. But last night was impressive because there was some unspoken and some spoken pressure on Lamar. All right, it's almost December, primetime game. Chargers playing great. One of the best defenses in the NFL, the LA Chargers. And it's like he came out and was playing downhill from the jump, and they just, the Chargers didn't have it. The Chargers jumped on them 10-0. So for him to come back and get in the end zone and score 30 points and bag a very impressive road win, I'm not going to make some bold, you know, proclamation that it's definitely Lamar's year, but I thought that was one that, you know, can slowly convert some of those dissenting voices that he just doesn't have it. And some people don't think that he has it.
When I watch Lamar Jackson play football, and I was thinking of this last night, I said it to myself, he is the best football player that I have ever seen. I wouldn't say quarterback.
That's football player.
Yeah, or you want to say offensive? Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm not going to say best quarterback.
Better than Marshall Faulk for 2, 3, 4 years?
Walter Payton? Yeah, because he's like the Ohtani of football in some ways, where he can be a quarterback and throw the football. Now, is he Tom Brady or Peyton Manning throwing it? No, but he could do it at a high level. Look at the MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he runs the football and plays the game. Dude, he's as fast a player. He's physical. Like, I just watch him and I say, this guy is a hell of a football player. And maybe the best way to say it is the best offensive football player I've ever seen.
Better than Jerry Rice?
Yeah, I mean, Jerry Rice. Like, all right, Jerry Rice is great. I'm not trying to minimize his greatness, but all he did was run routes and catch a ball. Like, he was fast and he could catch. Lamar Jackson can play quarterback at a very high level. And he is elite at running the football.
He's a great runner.
I mean, football.
Who's the second? Let me ask you, who's the best? Who's the other dual threats that we throw into the conversation?
You know, it's funny,
Steve Young for a couple years when he was healthy?
Yeah. Put it this way. I've never watched a football player and thought, that's the best football player I've ever seen. I've watched quarterbacks and said, that's the best quarterback I've ever seen.
Saying.
That's the best wide receiver.
Yeah,
guy's a great running back.
Yeah.
But when I just watch him play football, I'm like, good God.
Interesting.
You know?
Interesting. It's very interesting. Okay, it was
a good conversation.
That.
Anyway, my last one was the Chiefs. There's a couple. You could throw in Denver, and I think Denver should get a bouquet here. I mean, not that they beat the Raiders, but the way that they've been playing, 7-5 with Bo Nix, they deserve at least a mention here in Jamming Up the A-Gap.
Uh-huh.
But the Chiefs, dude, I mean, come on. They barely beat the Panthers. You want to give the Panthers credit for being tougher than maybe we thought? I think it's more about Kansas City, who, even though they have the pedigree, all-time great head coach, all-time great quarterback, 10-1, that has to be the softest, weakest 10-1 I have ever seen.
Oh, really?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC+, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Kelly.
Dude, they barely beat the Panthers. They choked up a lead. They had an 8-point lead. Panthers come down. They score. They get the 2-point conversion. Like, how did they even let that happen? This was the one game Kansas City should have covered. And if you think, Sal, you're mad because you picked them or you bet on them, I didn't because I don't trust them. But that's still frustrating to watch a team that is that good with that pedigree. I don't care where the game was being played. To struggle on the road to beat the Panthers, to give up that lead and barely come back and beat them, I mean, that to me was... the Chiefs are going nowhere this year.
I don't disagree with that. I don't love them. I picked the Bills to beat them a couple of weeks back. They've been vulnerable. We've referenced their plus minus. It was never, you know, even with their mark. Like when they were 9-0, I'm like, why do you have the 9th best point differential? It's odd. You know, I would just throw this in very quickly here. Geno is that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, Geno Smith, right now they're leading the division. Geno is... He's thrown some weird interceptions this year, but, you know, he's going to go for about probably 3,700, 3,800 yards. He continues to win. And, you know, unlike others who, you know, didn't really quite meet expectations, Geno wasn't a first-round pick. Geno was a second-round pick. So when you look at Geno's career in totality, it's actually quite impressive. It really is.
Geno's done a good job. Good football player. Yeah. Done a nice job turning himself into a starting quarterback in the league. And the Seahawks playing well. All right, Hoff, what do you got here before we take a break?
All right, so Aaron Rodgers is on Pat McAfee, and they were asking him about all these rumors about his future and stuff like that. And he said, first off, I don't know if I want to play next year, but first choice would be the Jets if I did. And then he went to say that also the Jets would want to have him as well. So there's a big conversation there. So those are the three highlights so far of Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, good job on that, Hoff. Boy, appreciate it.
Yeah, so instead of the rumors and reports, you get it right from the horse's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know if he wants to play next year. We've heard this before. My gut would tell me he does. He's not going to want to go out like this.
I would agree.
But that could be impacted by what the Jets' decision is on him. But he also said he wants to play for the Jets. Well, we heard that wasn't going to be the case. So already some of those reports have been debunked because from Rodgers' mouth says his first choice would be with the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, it's also a PR element here. Like, I think he wants to play next year so he could get some decent numbers up on the board and just kind of finish with more.
He ain't going out like that. Come on, man.
I don't think he is, Sal.
He could have retired 2 years ago. He didn't want to. He loves playing the game. He wants to play.
Yeah, I think he's also smart enough to know because he is a master manipulator with this stuff. He needs to know before committing one way or the other who comes in to coach the Jets. He's probably saying to himself, if it's an older guy like a Gruden or like a Belichick, even though Bill's not going there, but in his mind, like, yeah, I got a chance to hang around if it's an older coach who wants to start winning right away. If it's, you know, a younger coordinator, he's probably not looking to roll it back with me. So I think he's keeping every door open. And it does sound grounded in enough humility for me where it doesn't annoy me because I'm kind of at the point, no matter what he says, I feel like it could be inflamed and I could just get annoyed even if it's benign. But, you know, provided that Hoff gave an accurate encapsulation, and I'm sure he did, of what Rodgers just said, then I guess I appreciate him being as transparent as he could possibly be. But... you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I think the Jets would be making a big mistake letting him go. Again, we got to see what happens, but I would want to keep him.
Hey, friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.